The House will come to order. Representative Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted to introduce you to my wife and I's two sons. We have four children. We've been blessed, two girls, two boys, but I know we're at that time in the legislature where we're packing boxes, so if you need a hand, I got some labor for you. And so, boys, if you'd stand up, this Josh is 11, he's a fifth grader, and Jess, my main man, is a second grader, and he's 9. So they're down hanging out with Dad for a few days. Welcome.
Representative Floyd Escobel.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Mr. Speaker, for about the last 3 weeks, it's been somewhat irritating to keep hearing from one of our fellow legislators from the Rawlins area who's been whining and whining and whining about wanting the session to end so he can go back to Rawlins so he can have a good bowl of oatmeal. So in order to send him off with a reminder from this house, here's a box of oatmeal for Representative George Bagby.
Messages from the Senate.
Message number 287. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 12, dispensing rooms, products sold. Ayes 27, noes 0, excuse 2, conflict 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 288. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to bill listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 47, Wyoming State Training School Amendments. Ayes 25, noes 3, excuse 2. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 289. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 65, Post-Conviction Relief Petitions, DNA Evidence. The Senate failed to concur on House amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. Ayes 0, noes 28, excuse 2. The Senate requests the House appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 290. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with a like committee on number 1 from the House on amendments to Senate File 65. The Senate conferees are Senator Ross, Chairman, Senator Byrne, Senator DiCaria. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 291. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 62, Emergency Medical Technicians. Ayes 27, noes 0, conflict 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 292. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 19, Clandestine Drug Laboratories Remediation. Ayes 27, noes 1, excuse 2. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 293. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 88, Inmate Medical Parole. Ayes 27, noes 1, excuse 2. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 294. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 27, County Nuisance Abatement Authority. The Senate failed to concur on House amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. Ayes 0, noes 28, excuse 2. The Senate requests that the House appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 295. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. Senate file 40, Uniform Trust Code Amendments. Ayes 27, no, 0, excuse 2, conflict 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Mr. Speaker, message number 296. The President appointed Senate conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the House on amendments to Senate file 27. The Senate conferees are Senator Ross, Chairman, Senator Perkins, Senator Bebout. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 297. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. Senate file 26, Business Entities Registered Agents. Ayes 21, no 7, excuse 2. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 298. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with a like committee number 2 from the House amendments to Senate file 21. The Senate conferees are Senator Jennings, Chairman, Senator Massey, Senator Peterson. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 299. Mr. Speaker, Senate file 22, School Facilities Amendments. The Senate adopted the Joint Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 26, noes 2, excuse 2. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Appointment of conference committees to Senate file 21. Representative Wallace, Chair. Representative Kraft. Representative McComey. That was joint conference committee number 2. This is joint conference committee number 1 to Senate file 27. Will be Representative Stubson, Chair. Representative Illaway. Representative Throne. Joint Conference Committee number 1 to Senate File 65. Representative Gingrey, Chair. Representative Bagby. Representative Dockstader. We are now at that order of business of requests to concur with Senate amendments to House bills. The first message for our consideration is found in message 280 to House Bill 155. Chairman Landon.
Mr. Speaker, I move concurrence with message 280 concerning House Bill 155 and urge the body to vote no. This was the bill that had to do with providing various incentives to recruit physicians and dentists into those areas of the state where there's the greatest need. The Senate left in the appropriation for a half-time position to operate the program, and then they took all the funding out to actually enable that to happen, to provide incentives. That funding was $800,000. And they may have just wanted to knock this appropriation down to $400,000, which is likely what the result of a conference committee would be. So I would urge the body to vote no. We'll take it to conference and come back and see if we have a smaller amount, but it can at least offer this program in some parts of the state and see whether or not it accomplishes our goal.
We are now voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 155. A majority of the elected members is required. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Bagby. Berger. Blake. Brechtel. Brown. Buchanan. Childers. Kraft. Davison. Davison excused. Dirks.
No.
Dockstetter.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Edwards.
No.
Esquivel F.
No.
Esquivel K.
No.
Gilmore.
No.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
No.
Hales.
No.
Hallinan.
No.
Hallinan conflict. Hammonds. Harshman. Harvey. Eichel.
No.
Illaway.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Jones.
No.
Jorgensen.
No.
Landon.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Lubno.
No.
Madden.
No.
Martin.
No.
McComey.
No.
Mercer.
No.
Meyer.
No.
Miller.
No.
Millen.
No.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
No.
Philp.
No.
Korberg.
No.
Samuelson.
No.
Simlek.
No.
Shepperson. Simpson, Slater, Stewart, Stewart conflict, Stubson, Teeters, Thompson, Throne, Wallace, Warren, White, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 5 ayes, 52 noes. 1 excused, 2 conflicts.
By your vote, you have voted to not concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 155. The next message for our consideration is found in message 281 on House Bill 151. Chairman Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on House Bill 151 being message 281. That bill is one tax relief amendments, and the amendment that they changed was a we had a little problem with who was going to administer the rules on that, and since the health department is handling the relief program, that the Senate felt the health department also ought to write the rules. That's kind of a minor change, and then they put one more correction in there as far as getting the statute's number right. So I would urge your eye on this to make it go. Thank you.
We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 151. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Bagby. Berger,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Brechtel,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Buchanan,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison excused, Dirks,
aye.
Dockstetter,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Edwards,
aye.
Esquivel F,
aye.
Esquivel K,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan,
aye.
Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Eichel, Illaway, Yagi, Jones, Jorgensen, Landon, Lockhart, Lubno, Madden, Martin, McComey, Mercer, Meyer, Miller, Millen, Olson, Peterson, Philp, Korberg, Samuelson, Simlek, Shepperson, Simpson, Slater, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Thompson, Throne, Wallace, Warren, White, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 151. The next message for our consideration can be found in message 283 on House Bill 153. Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I urge your concurrence on message number 283, House Bill 153, the Economic Development Account number 2, what we used to call a challenge loan program. The only issue was the addition on page 1, line 14, Of the amount in this bill, which is $2 million, only half can be shall be loaned out in any fiscal year. I urge your support, and I vote on this. Stand for questions.
We are now voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 153. A majority of the elected members is required. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Bagby. Berger. Blake. Brechtel. Brown. Buchanan. Childers. Kraft. Davison excused. Dirks. Dockstetter. Edmonds. Edwards. Esquivel F. Esquivel K. Gilmore. Gingery. Goggles. Hales. Hallinan. Hammonds. Harshman. Harvey. Eichel. Illaway. Yagi. Jones. Jorgensen. Landon. Lockhart. Lubnow. Madden. Martin. McComey. Mercer. Meyer. Miller. Millen. Olson. Peterson. Philp. Korberg. Samuelson. Simlek. Shepperson. Simpson. Slater. Steward. Stubson. Teeters. Thompson. Throne. Wallace. Warren. White. Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 153. The next message for our consideration can be found in Message 284 on House Bill 137. Chairman Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move concurrence on House Bill 137, Message 284, and ask for your aye vote. Ladies and gentlemen, this piece of legislation is the Castle Doctrine, and I'll walk you through the amendments briefly. You'll recall most of the discussion on this issue was with regard to subsection C under 62602, and that part has now been taken out. And if you look with me on page 2, the top line now reads, except as provided by 61103A, a person who uses as reasonably necessary in defense of his, who uses force as reasonably necessary in defense of his person, property, or abode, or to prevent injury to another, is immune from civil action for the use of the force. And that's the civil immunity part, and they took out the part with the law enforcement there on page 2. Page 3 stays the same. Page 4, paragraph or subsection Romanet 3, they put a period after duties on line 7 there and took out the rest of that paragraph regarding an officer having to identify himself in accordance with applicable law. There's C is the subsection there. That's been taken out. That was the controversial piece with regard to being outside the home. And then they took subsection D and renumbered it C. And then they took out on page 5 the entire reckless endangerment language.
Representative Korberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to encourage the body to vote for concurrence on this piece of legislation. It has come a long way through the process over the last 10 days. It's a good step in the right direction. It's a good first step for us. It does put in statute about no duty to retreat in your home. I think it's well written. It went through some changes, but I still think that it's a good piece of legislation, and I think that the people of Wyoming deserve to have this put into statute. So I will be an aye vote for concurrence. And I guess in closing, I would just like to say that despite what we've heard on the floor about this bill belonging to several different national organizations, this bill started as a request from a Wyoming citizen, and it's been a Wyoming bill all along. And make no mistake about all of the great phone calls that we received from our Wyoming constituents that wanted this piece of legislation in statute. This is a piece of legislation for the people of Wyoming and from the people of Wyoming, so I urge your concurrence. Thank you.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm not sure how I feel about the concurrence. I have a point here on the concurrence request, and this is page 2, line 1 of the amendment that inserts except as provided by 61103A. And the way 103A, the way 61204 reads now, this is on page 2 of the engrossed bill, a person who uses force as reasonably necessary in defense of his person, property, or abode, or to prevent injury to another is immune from civil action for the use of the force. Great, that's what we wanted. But the language except as provided by 61103A is troublesome in that that section reads, nothing in this act prevents a party whose person or property is injured by a criminal act from recovering full damages. So it sounds to me as though you've got immunity from a civil action for the use of reasonably necessary force, except as it's that immunity is taken away in 61103A. So either you have it or you don't, and I'm not sure whether you do or you don't. So does the sponsor of the bill, does she agree with that, I wonder? And or do we risk going back to conference on that and risk the bill?
Representative Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Let me take a try at that. I think 61103A says nothing in this act prevents a party whose person or property is injured in a criminal act from recovering full damages. And I think the way this is written, it covers acts, both acts which may be criminal and those which may not be criminal. And so if that's the case, I think that if a person's a victim of a criminal act, they could recover. And under this, we're saying a person who uses force reasonably necessary in defense of his person, property, or another, or to prevent injury to another, is immune from a civil. So I can see where there is some room between the two.
Representative Landon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just thought I'd come to the microphone to raise one issue maybe that different ones may want to discuss that know more about it than I do. But we looked at a couple years ago, the Judiciary Committee looked at the issue of duty to retreat, which is very much like this. And we looked at the body of case law that had been built up in the state of Wyoming since territorial times. And it was interesting to see that historical law. It would say things something like, since ranches are far from one another and isolated, and then it would go into how you had the right to defend yourself. And if somebody came onto your ranch, that you not only had the right to defend yourself just by their being there, if you believed that they were even going to harm you, had reason to believe, then even then you could defend yourself and do them harm. And it just seemed like it to us at the time that all of that had been brought before the courts a number of times and defined very well. And I just have some anxiety about going forward with something that has uncertainty in it, and whether we're really doing ourselves a service or whether we're doing the citizens a disservice that it has the right title on it, but whether it's actually going to result in what we're promising or whether it's going to just end up being kind of more court interpretation and that could likely end in a result that we don't want. And so I it's with caution that I consider this, and I just thought I'd bring that up. I didn't know whether any of the attorneys had any thoughts on that or whether they wished to discuss it, but I thought I'd bring it up.
Representative Childers.
Well, Mr. Speaker, in answer to those comments, I brought this bill several years ago, same bill that we have essentially, for exactly the reason that the bringer of the bill has stated, that the citizens of the state wanted it. And I read that same correspondence that was referred to, and I backed out on the bill for that reason. But however, after that point, or after that me backing out on the bill, I received some correspondence from a lady concerning her daughter and her daughter's fiancé and her ex-husband, and how basically the law enforcement people were ignoring case law. And I think it's important that we put into the statutes clearly defining what legislative intent is. And there's always possible reinterpretation of case law, and they're supposed to be interpreting what we pass. I think we need to remember we set the policy, and I think for that reason the bringer of this bill is correct that we need to get it into the statute. So I have no reservations whatsoever in passing this bill. There may be questions about it that the majority floor leader may have brought up in his interim study, but it may have been a short interim study, but the intent of the bill is well justified. On and for the bill.
Mr. Speaker, pro tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Whether we write it in statute or whether it's in case law, the law is the law, and nothing we do here is going to stop people from ignoring the law. Whether they're law enforcement officers or just ordinary citizens, that isn't the reason for voting for this bill or not. This bill, I don't think, expands a lot of rights. If it clarifies things and makes folks more comfortable, then that's a good reason. I think that some of the immunities that type of legislative intent is important to have in our statutes. And so I think that passage of this bill is important for that reason, and maybe that I won't have to hear it every session for the rest of my legislative career, and maybe this would be the end of my legislative career. I don't know. But I think that we should pass this bill. I do have some of the same concerns that the majority floor leader has, but I don't think that they raise to the level that we should vote against concurrence.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and for concurrence, after review of that issue with the sponsor and the good chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and agreeing with the analysis of the representative from District 14, it certainly looks as though that's a proper qualification in there, that if you're charged with a criminal act, you can be subject to damages. But what we're defining is not a criminal act, so you would have immunity from the reasonable and necessary force. So on and for.
Further discussion. We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 137. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Alden, Anderson, Bagby, Berger, Blake, Brechtel, Brown, Buchanan, Childers, Kraft, Davison excused, Dirks, Dockstetter.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Esquivel F.
Aye.
Esquivel K.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales. Hallinan.
Aye.
Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Eichel.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
No.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Filth.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Samuelson.
Aye.
Simlek.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Slater.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Warren.
No.
White.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 ayes, 2 noes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 137. The appointment of conference committee to House Bill 155 will be Representative Eichel, Chair, Representative Hales, and Representative Dave Zwanitzer. We are now at that order of business of consideration of joint conference committee reports. The first report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee number 1 on Senate File 22. Representative Edmonds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move adoption of Joint Conference Committee number 1 to Senate File 22, and I ask the body for their favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Senate File 22, school facilities. If you remember the House, we amended this bill twice in two places, one in regards to the leasing of property for charter schools, the other one in regards to state institutions. We came up with a fine, fine compromise for our position. If you'll look on your copy, we put up some stipulations, came to a compromise on the five-year issue for allowing charters to have lease payments. There are four stipulations are the charter is approved, the commission, and we've brought in this third party, which I think works well, will determine that there's no adequate space in the district. And third, the charter has been approved and has been successfully operating for 3 years, and that's where we came to a compromise. And the second part was on regarding state institutions and lease payments, and we came up with a good compromise there, basically saying that there'll be no, essentially, double dipping. I ask for your aye vote.
We are now voting on Joint Conference Committee number 1, report to Senate File 22. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt this report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Bagby. Berger. Blake. Brechtel. Brown. Buchanan. Childers. Kraft. Davison excused. Dirks. Dockstetter. Edmonds. Edwards. Esquivel F. Esquivel K.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Eichel.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jones. Jones.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Miller. Millen.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Samuelson.
Aye.
Simlek.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Slater.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Warren.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Zwanitz or Dan?
Aye.
Zwanitz or Dave?
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Number 1, Report to House Senate File 22. We are now at that order of business of signing of enrolled acts. The reading clerk will read the first enrolled act, being House Enrolled Act Number 41.
House Enrolled Act Number 41, being original House Bill Number 8, an act relating to elections, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I am about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 41, being original House Bill 8. I have so signed. The next House Enrolled Act will be Number 42.
House Enrolled Act Number 42, being original House Bill Number 9, an act relating to campaign finance reporting, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I am about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 42, being original House Bill Number 9. I have so signed. The next House Enrolled Act will be Number 43.
House Enrolled Act Number 43, being original House Bill Number 52, an act relating to Medicaid, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I am about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 43, being original House Bill Number 52. I have so signed. The next House Enrolled Act will be Number 44.
House Enrolled Act Number 44, being original House Bill Number 102, an act relating to quality child care, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I am about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 44, being original House Bill 102. I have so signed. The next House Enrolled Act will be Number 45.
House Enrolled Act Number 45, being original House Bill Number 113, an act relating to school finance, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I am about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 45, being original House Bill 113. I have so signed. The next House Enrolled Act will be Number 46.
House Enrolled Act Number 46, being original House Bill Number 127, an act relating to controlled substances, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I am about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 46, being original House Bill 127. I have so signed. The next House Enrolled Act will be Number 47.
House Enrolled Act Number 47, being original House Bill Number 169, an act relating to public improvements, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I am about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 47, being original House Bill Number 169. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act will be Senate Enrolled Act Number 33.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 33, being original Senate File 53, an act relating to public funds, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I am about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 33, being original Senate File 53. I have so signed. The next Senate Enrolled Act will be Number 34.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 34, being original Senate File 56, an act relating to water development projects, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I am about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 34, being original Senate File 56. I have so signed. The next Senate Enrolled Act will be Number 35.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 35, being original Senate File 31, an act relating to domestic violence, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I am about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 35, being original Senate File 31. I have so signed. The next Senate Enrolled Act will be Number 36.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 36, being original Senate File 54, an act relating to school finance, being enacted by the Legislature of the State of Wyoming.
I am about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 36, being original Senate File 54. I have so signed. The next Senate Enrolled Act will be Number 37.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 37, being original Senate File 83, an act relating to the Wyoming retirement system, being enacted by the Legislature of the State of Wyoming.
I am about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 37, being original Senate File 83. I have so signed. The next Senate Enrolled Act will be Number 38.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 38, being original Senate File 84, an act relating to the fireman's pension account, being enacted by the Legislature of the State of Wyoming.
I am about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 38, being original Senate File 84. I have so signed. The next Senate Enrolled Act will be Number 39.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 39, being original Senate File 24, an act relating to insurance, being enacted by the Legislature of the State of Wyoming.
I am about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 39, being original Senate File 24. I have so signed. The next Senate Enrolled Act will be Number 40.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 40, being original Senate File 29, an act relating to the Wyoming Public Library Endowment, being enacted by the Legislature of the State of Wyoming.
I am about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 40, being original Senate File 29. I have so signed. The next Senate Enrolled Act will be Number 41.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 41, being original Senate File 5, an act relating to criminal offenses, being enacted by the Legislature of the State of Wyoming.
I am about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 41, being original Senate File Number 5. I have so signed. The next Senate Enrolled Act will be Number 42.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 42, being original Senate File Number 28, an act relating to public funds, being enacted by the Legislature of the State of Wyoming.
I am about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 42, being original Senate File Number 28. I have so signed. The next Senate Enrolled Act will be Number 43.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 43, being original Senate File 38, an act relating to descriptive terms for persons with cognitive deficiencies, being enacted by the Legislature of the State of Wyoming.
I am about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 43, being original Senate File 38. I have so signed. The next Senate Enrolled Act will be Number 44.
Senate Enrolled Act being in Number 44, being original Senate File Number 42, an act relating to courts, being enacted by the Legislature of the State of Wyoming.
I am about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 44, being original Senate File Number 42. I have so signed. The next Senate Enrolled Act will be Number 45.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 45, being original Senate File Number 70, an act relating to school finance, being enacted by the Legislature of the State of Wyoming.
I am about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 45, being original Senate File Number 70. I have so signed. The next Senate Enrolled Act will be Number 46.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 46, being original Senate File 11, an act relating to subdivisions, being enacted by the Legislature of the State of Wyoming.
I am about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 46, being original Senate File Number 11. I have so signed. The next Senate Enrolled Act will be number 47.
Senate Enrolled Act number 47, being original Senate File 44, an act relating to the Wyoming Residential Mortgage Practices Act, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I am about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 47, being original Senate File number 44. I have so signed. The next Senate Enrolled Act will be number 48.
Senate Enrolled Act number 48, being original Senate File 69, an act relating to Wyoming Wildlife and Natural Resource Funding, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I am about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 48, being original Senate File number 69. I have so signed. Messages from the Senate.
Message number 301. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with the Light Committee number 1 from the House on amendments to House Bill 43. Senator Perkins, Chairman, Senator Sessions, Senator Fecht, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 302. Mr. Speaker, the House Bill 55, Water Well Drilling and Pump Installation Licensure. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Sorry. Ayes 25, noes 3, excused 2. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Mr. Speaker, message number 303. House Bill 17, Community College Commission Duties. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 28, excused 2. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Members of the House, we're waiting on a couple of Joint Conference Committee reports. We will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel.
Mr. Speaker?
Well, I'm never sure.
Representative Stubson.
Mr. Speaker, your Joint Conference Committee number 1 on Senate File 27, County Nuisance Abatement, will meet upon adjournment in room H8.
Representative Wallace.
Mr. Speaker, your Conference Committee number 2 on Senate File 21 will meet upon adjournment in Senate 11.
Representative Gingrey.
Mr. Speaker, your Joint Conference Committee number 1 on Senate File 65 will meet in H11 upon adjournment.
Representative Throne.
Mr. Speaker, your Joint Conference Committee number 1 on House Bill 43 will meet 15 minutes after adjournment in H11.
Further announcements. Representative Stubson.
Mr. Speaker, if I can correct my previous announcement, the Joint Conference Committee number one on Senate File 27, County Nuisance Abatement, will actually meet in room H11.
Further announcements. The House will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel. Jerry.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Put them on your tab. I'm Stan Blake. I can eat these if I want.
Thank you.
like a really at ease group.
Absolutely.
Fun.
The House will come to order. Messages from the Senate.
Message number 304, Mr. Speaker, Senate File 71, Hathaway Scholarship Program Success Curriculum. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 21, noes 7, 2 excused. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 305, Mr. Speaker, Senate File 18, Business Entities Revision. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 27, noes 1, excused 2. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
We are at that order of business of signing of enrolled acts. The reading clerk will read the first enrolled act, being House Enrolled Act number 48.
House Enrolled Act number 48, being original House Bill number 10, an act relating to state parks and historic sites increasing use fees, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I am about to sign House Enrolled Act number 48, being original House Bill number 10. I have so signed. The next House Enrolled Act will be number 49.
House Enrolled Act number 49, being original House Bill number 12, an act relating to military affairs, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I am about to sign House Enrolled Act number 49, being original House Bill number 12. I have so signed. The next House Enrolled Act will be number 50.
House Enrolled Act number 50, being original House Bill number 69, an act relating to a revision of inadvertent errors, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I am about to sign House Enrolled Act number 50, being original House Bill number 69. I have so signed. The next House Enrolled Act will be number 51.
House Enrolled Act number 51, being original House Bill number 74, an act relating to veterinarian authorizing loan reimbursement for veterinarians, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I am about to sign House Enrolled Act number 51, being original House Bill number 74. I have so signed. The next House Enrolled Act will be number 52.
House Enrolled Act number 52, being original House Bill 82, an act relating to Medi-Cal care, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I am about to sign House Enrolled Act number 52, being original House Bill number 82. I have so signed. The next House Enrolled Act will be number 53.
House Enrolled Act number 53, being original House Bill number 83, an act relating to district courts, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I am about to sign House Enrolled Act number 53, being original House Bill number 83. I have so signed. The next House Enrolled Act will be number 54.
House Enrolled Act number 54, being original House Bill 85, an act relating to agriculture and animals, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I am about to sign House Enrolled Act number 54, being original House Bill number 85. I have so signed. The next House Enrolled Act will be number 55.
House Enrolled Act number 55, being original House Bill number 92, an act relating to taxation and revenue, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I am about to sign House Enrolled Act number 55, being original House Bill number 92. I have so signed. The next House Enrolled Act will be number 56.
House Enrolled Act number 56, being original House Bill 117, an act relating to educational services for preschool children with disabilities, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I am about to sign House Enrolled Act number 56, being original House Bill number 117. I have so signed. We are now at that order of business of consideration of Joint Conference Committee reports. The first report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee number 2 on Senate File 18. Representative Korberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move adoption of Joint Conference Committee number 2 to Senate File 18 and ask for your favorable consideration. At first blush, this probably seems like kind of a complicated concurrence amendment, but it really is not. Basically, the Senate adopted the House's position with the exception of whether or not we were going to make the filing or signing of a document a misdemeanor or a felony. The Conference Committee number 2 made the decision to make the statute consistent and conform. And what they did was we actually, in our free conference, if you'll go to page 1 of the bill, we deleted the creation of 1727-102, and we went to that part of the statutes that has to do with perjury and criminal falsification, and we created a new 65308, which allows for a penalty for filing false document. And we inserted the language that you commit under A, if you'll go to page 2 on your bill, that a person commits a felony punishable. And that all read, and we deleted the last part, that if they sign a document that's misleading or immaterial, we took all of that out, and we inserted federal code. We inserted little I, 2i, and 3i. And then we took out the part that if you electronically file, it would be a misdemeanor. So the statute would now be consistent that regardless of whether you are filing electronically or if you are filing manually, it is a felony now. And then the rest of the pages on the concurrence report are just the rest of the adoption of the House position. So basically, we made the statute consistent, and we took it from a misdemeanor to a felony. And I'd stand for any questions.
We're now voting on Joint Conference Committee number 1 report.
Mr. Speaker, I'm sorry.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Instead of question, the reason we went to a misdemeanor on the signing and filing a document was because there was another section in the statute that was a misdemeanor for an electronic filing. And in the discussions I've heard about the Registered Agents Act and the changes we've made to that and the problems that were existing with regard to kind of sham entities, I thought the problem was the absence of information that was filed and the absence or the inability to know who we're dealing with. What we did in the Registered Agent Act was require some additional reporting of, not just, now it's all directors, officers, trustees, whatever they might be, managing partners, managers. So we've increased the reporting requirement and made the knowing filing of a false or fictitious statement or document a felony. And is this going to help us get a handle on the problem that was the absence of information? Now that we're requiring the information, but we're enhancing the penalty, which wasn't the problem. What I understand from that is driving this penalty is that They can't get people to prosecute misdemeanors. The federal prosecutor, well, they're not federal crimes as a misdemeanor. So we need the felony, I'm told, to allow for enforcement of these provisions. Am I correct? I just continue to struggle with the concept of having, first of all, I guess prosecution was a problem, but it seemed to me it was the absence of information that was the problem. Now we're requiring the information and making it a felony. So, I mean, do we really need this to make the act enforceable?
Representative Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The answer to that is that the Senate did not concur with our amendment that changed the penalty from a felony to a misdemeanor. And the reason they didn't is because they said they need, the Secretary of State's office said that if it's not a felony, then it's not a crime of sufficient gravity that the feds will take interest in it. We can't get extradition done. We can't get a lot of stuff done. So we started from there. And if we concurred with what the Senate did, then we'd have that set up a situation where if an annual report was electronically, a false annual report was electronically filed, it was a misdemeanor, but if it was manually filed, it was a felony. Well, that wasn't going to work. So then we took a little deeper look at it, and what this solution is that we came to is actually the federal statute. And it's the federal statute on perjury and falsification of documents. And the language in here is the same language that appears in the federal statute. And then we deleted the misdemeanor provision from the electronic filing, and that left this as a general statute that would apply to both electronic filing and manual filing. And the other thing is, Mr. Speaker, this is being put in Title 6, Chapter 5, Article 3 of the criminal statutes, which is the topic of that is perjury and criminal falsification. And it has all kinds of perjury and falsification things in there. And we looked at that, and it seemed like the most consistent penalty throughout that was a felony with imprisonment of not more than 2 years and a fine of not more than $2,000, like offering mining claims for filing without meeting the legal prerequisites, which would be a false filing of a mining claim. It's a felony not more than 2 years and a fine of not more than $2,000. And that is also the federal penalty. So that seemed consistent that way. And finally, Mr. Speaker, we also had to, we couldn't stick with our amendment anyway because the way we amended it, we said it was a felony with imprisonment and not more than 1 year, and that defied the definition of a felony, which is a minimum imprisonment of 1 year. So our amendment kind of sank under its own weight, and we couldn't fix it. We couldn't find a position between where they were and where we were that we could do on the first conference committee, so we had to go to a second committee to be a free committee before we could put this thing in Title VI where we thought it belonged.
Representative Thrawn.
Mr. Speaker, in response to the good majority floor leader's questions, all the reporting requirements in the world don't help if people lie on the forms. So it's important that we have integrity in our business organization system. And we're talking about pretty serious acts here, not when folks make a mistake, but when they commit fraud and lie on their organizational documents for corporations or their annual reports. And the whole system falls apart if that's not taken seriously. So I would urge you to concur. Thank you.
Further discussion. We're now voting on the Joint Conference Committee Number 2 report to Senate File 18. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt this report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison excused. Dirks. Dockstetter, Edmonds, Edwards, Esquivel F, Esquivel K, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Eichel, Illaway, Yagi, Jones, Jorgensen, Landon, Lockhart, Lubno, Madden, Martin, McComey, Mercer, Meyer, Miller, Millen, Olson, Peterson, Philp, Korberg, Samuelson, Simlick, Shepperson, Simpson, Slater, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Thompson, Throne, Wallace, Warren, White, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 ayes, 2 noes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Number 2 report to Senate File 18. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Number 1 on Senate File 71. Representative White.
Mr. Speaker, I move adoption of the Joint Conference Committee Number 1 report to Senate File 71, reference message 270, and ask for an aye vote. Senate File 71 is the Hathaway Scholarship Program Success Curriculum legislation that was amended to include the updated language relating to adding physical science to the list of accepted sciences. There was compromise in holding the House position, and this included a delay in the effective date to July 1 of 2009, so 1 year from now, and we didn't feel that that would change much as far as those already attending school and competing for the Hathaway Scholarship. Also, the Wyoming Department of Education, in consultation with the school districts, will establish content standards for the physical science course. There was some concern from the other end of the members at the other end of the building for consistency and rigor for those courses to meet the standards of the Hathaway Scholarship curriculum. So the language in Section 3 was added in the amendment. Those are the changes made and agreed upon in committee. I will stand for any questions or comments and again ask for an aye vote.
We are now voting on Joint Conference Committee Number 1, report to Senate File 71. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt this report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden, Anderson, Bagby, Berger, Blake, Brechtel, Brown, Buchanan, Childers, Kraft, Davison excused, Dirks, Dockstetter, Edmonds, Edwards, Esquivel F, Esquivel K, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Eichel, Illaway, Yagi, Jones, Jorgensen, Landon, Lockhart, Lubno, Madden, Martin, McComey, Mercer, Meyer, Miller, Millen, Olson, Peterson, Philp, Korberg, Samuelson, Simlick, Shepperson, Simpson, Slater, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Thompson, Throne, Wallace, Warren, White, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Number 1, report to Senate File 71. Committee announcements. Further announcements. Management Council will continue its discussion at 8 a.m. tomorrow, Friday, March 7th, in room 302. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn until Friday morning, March 7th, 2008, at 10 a.m.
You have heard the motion. All of those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All of those opposed say no. We are adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.